ॐ ध्यायामोदवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. Today we will be discussing the five Namas, starting from 81st Nama to the 85th Nama. The first Nama is Om महापाशुपतास्त्राग्नि निर्दग्धासुर सैनिकायै नमः। महापाशुपतास्त्राग्नि निर्दग्धासुर सैनिका। सो इन द प्रीवियस नामा वी फाउंड दैट कराङ्गुलि नखोत्पन्न नारायण दशाकृति और कृत्यै नमः, कृतये नमः। So we found that like Devi killed those asuras that were created by or out of Bandhasuras magical power, those asuras who were destroyed by Vishnu in his Dashavataram. So Devi created those avatarams of Vishnu's in order to destroy those asuras created by Bandhasura, but Bandhasura created out of his magic, out of his shakti, maya shakti or magical power, whereas Devi had to just use her nails, the nails of her hand, that was enough to create do srishti of the dashavataras of Vishnu in order to destroy the asuras created by Bandhasura. So here Devi says, Om Maha Pashupatastragni Nirdagdhasura Sainika. Asura Sainika. Asura Sainika means the Asura Sainyam. Asura Sainyam means the Asura Sena, the Sena, or the group of like enemies, the enemies, padai, sena padai, I forgot the word for English word for sena. So padai, the sena, the asura sena, whatever was there, that was nirdagdha. So nirdagdha means completely destroyed. So dagdham, generally dagdham means means like ashes, burnt into ashes. So that's the meaning. So here it's not ashes alone, like Asura Sena. So Asura Sena is like the Sena word, like in English. Translation of Sena would be army. So the enemy's army or Bandhasura's army, the entire army, Nirdagdha. So Nirdagdha means like burnt into, Dagdham means like burnt into ashes. So Nirdagdha means completely burnt into ashes by Mahapashupatastra. So Mahapashupata Astra Agni. So the Agni which came out of Mahapashupata Astra. So Astra means arrow. So Mahapashupata Astram. So Mahapashupata Astram is one of the Astram. There are Brahma Astram, there are many Astras mentioned in the Shastra, in Mahabharatam, as well as many other Puranas. So Astram means like in a way destroying. So Astram can be said to be powerful thoughts which destroy negative vibrations, negative thoughts. We'll come to that later. So Mahapashupata Astra, the Agni, from Mahapashupata Astram, that Agni that burnt, Nirdagdha. So Dagdha means like burnt into ashes, Nirdagdha means completely burnt into ashes. Asura Sena, the enemy army. So the enemy here is Bhandasura. So Bhandasura's army was completely burned by Devi's Mahapashupata Astram. The Agni from Mahadevi's Mahapashupata Astram. So the next Nama is Om Kameshwarastra Nirdagdha Sabhandasura Shunyakayai Namaha. So Kameshwarastra Nirdagdha Sabhandasura Shunyaka. So it is said that Bhandasura had a town or a nagaram. He had a, we can say in a way, kingdom. So his kingdom was called Shunyaka. Shunyaka was the name of his kingdom. So Bhandasura, Sabhandasura. So wherever we encounter Sa, that means Saha. Saha means along with. So Sabhandasura means along with Bhandasura. Along with Andasura means there should be something else, that is Shunyaka. Shunyaka means the Nagaram. So the Nagaram of Bhandasura, the kingdom of Bhandasura, which was named Shunyaka, along with Bhandasura was Nirdagdha. Nirdagdha means it was completely destroyed, completely burned by Kameshwara Astra. Kameshwara Astra. By the astram, by the arrow known as Kameshwara Astram. So by the Kameshwara Astra destroyed Bhandasura along with his nagaram, which was called Shunyaka. So Mahapashupata Astram destroyed Bhandasura's sainyam, whereas Bhandasura's nagaram and Bhandasura was destroyed by Kameshwara Astram, the Astram of Kameshwara. I'll come to that a little later. The Vedantic import is quite beautiful here. So the next Nama is Om Brahmopendra Mahendradi Deva Samstuta Vaibhavayai Namaha. Brahma Upendra Mahendra. So Upendra. So Upendra is like a name for can anybody guess, like Upendra means who? Yeah, right. Upendra is another name for Vishnu. Upendra is also the name of one of Vishnu's avatara. What is that? Which avatara? Vamana is also called as Upendra. Upa Indra means like Upa Indra, brother of Indra. Vamana's mother was Aditi, who was the mother of the Devas. So the mother of Devas, Aditi, Aditi. So Aditi, didn't had a lot of suffering. She was very sad, very worried, because Mahabali, along with the Asuras, had vanquished the Devas. Therefore, she prayed to Vishnu for being born as a child. That Vishnu should be born as her son, and then he should destroy the Asuras. So, that's why he is called Upendra. So, the Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, that song has Upendra. So, that can let us remember that Upendra is Vishnu. There is also, Upendra is one of the namas of Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranama, there is one nama called Upendra as well. So Brahma, Upendra, Mahendra. So Mahendra is Shiva. Shiva means here Rudra. So Brahma, Upendra means Vishnu, and Shiva, all of them, Mahendra, Adi. Adi means all other devatas, all of them. Brahma Upendra Mahendra Adi Deva, Adi Daiva. So Adi Daiva, Devatas, Samstuta Vaibhava. So Samstuta means stuti. All these people praise Devi. And such a Vaibhavam, such is the Vaibhavam, such is the name of Devi, such is the name of Devi that even all these devatas, the trinities or trimurtis, they worship Devi. So that is what is mentioned here. They praise Devi, they worship Devi through praises. So the next nama is Om. Haranetragni samdagdha kama sanjeevan aushadaye namaha. Om Haranetragni samdagdha kama sanjeevan aushadhi. So Haranetra Agni. So Agni, Agni means, we know Agni means like fire. Haranetra Agni. So Netra means eye. The fire from eye. What? Eye Haranetra. Haranetra means the eye of Shiva. The third eye of Shiva is also called like fire, is there in the third eye. So that fire, the fire of Shiva's third eye, that Samdagdha. So Samdagdha means that which Samyak Dagdham. So Samyak Dagdham, in a very good way, burnt. Whom did it burn? It burnt Kamadeva. So Haranetragni Samdagdha Kama. So Kama, Kamadeva was destroyed by the fire coming out of Shiva's third eye. And that Kamadeva was given life by Devi. Kama Sanjeevan Aushadai. Aushadaye Namaha Aushadi. Sanjeevan Aushadi. So Sanjeevini. So Sanjeevan Aushadaye Namaha is the Nama here, but like if we split Sanjeevini. So Sanjeevini or Sanjeevani, both are right. I guess Sanjeevini is a herbal leaf, or like it's a particular tree which like Hanuman takes in order to save Lakshmana when Lakshmana was hit or attacked by Ravana. So that Sanjeevani is like a particular herbal tree, like which has the power of giving life. So Aushadhi means like herbal tree or herbal leaf is the meaning of Aushadhi. And Sanjeevana means like Sanjeevana. So Sanjeevini, it's said Sanjeevini, Sanjeevani, all are said Sanjeevana Aushadhi. Sanjeevana, the word meaning means Jeevana. Jeevana means like life. Sanjeevana means like giving life. So that Aushadam, that herbal tree which gives life to people, that herbal tree is Devi, because Devi is the herbal tree who gave life to Kamadeva, who was destroyed by the fire of Shiva. That is the meaning here. So the last nama of the day is Om Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pankajayai Namaha. Om Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pankajayai Namaha. So till now, till the previous nama, till the 84th nama, the Stula Rupam of Devi was explained. So next, Hayagriva enters into Sukshma Rupam. Sukshma Rupam means like mantra and other forms of Devi that are being explained from this particular nama. So Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pankaja. So Devi's Mukha Pankajam. So Pankajam means like lotus. Mukham means like face. So Devi's lotus like face. Devi's lotus face. What is Devi's lotus face? What is the Swarupam of Devi's lotus face? Swarupa. The Swarupam of Devi's lotus face is Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika. Kuta Eka means alone. So Srimad Vagbhava Kutam. So Srimad Vagbhava Kutam means like that is one part of the Panchadashakshari Mantram. The Panchadashakshari Mantram that we have already learned. So one part of, or the first part of the Panchadashakshari mantra is called Srimad Vagbhavam. The first five together are called Vagbhava Kutam, which denote Jnana Shakti. And then the second denotes, like second five, is called Kamaraja Kutam, which denotes Ichcha Shakti. And the third five denotes Shakti Kutam, which is Kriya Shakti. So Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Swarupini. That's another Nama that we find in Lalita Sahasranama. So here, Srimad Vagbhavam, or the first five, Ka Ye Yi La Hrim, that's called those five which are called Vagbhava Kutam. So Srimad or Srimad Vagbhava, Srimad Vagbhava is a way of is a respectful way of calling it. So Vagbhava Kutam alone is Devi's face. That means Devi's face is composed of the first five letters of Panchadashakshari mantra, which in turn means Devi's entire body, or Devi itself is Sukshma Devi, is based on the Panchadashakshari mantra, which means one way of invoking or worshipping or meditating on Devi is directly meditating on the Stula Rupam. The other way is to worship on Devi's Naam mantra. The Panchadashakshari mantra or the Sukshma Rupam of Devi. Both ways are there. So Omkara Dhyanam, that is also known as like Pratika Dhyanam, symbol worship, it's called like mantra, worship of mantra. So that is another way of worship. Rather than worshipping Devi's Stula Rupam, we can worship on Devi as present in the Panchadashakshari mantram. That's another way. That is what is denoted in this particular Nama. We'll see the other parts of Panchadashakshari mantram, as well as like the import of the mantram, in the next day. So the first Nama of today that we learned is Mahapashupata Astragni Nirdagdha Asura Sainika and Kameshwara Astra Nirdagdha Sabanda Asura Shunyaka. So Mahapashupata Astram destroys the entire world, or like entire army of Bandasura, which denote the entire world. But just because the world is destroyed, does everything vanish? Everything doesn't vanish, because Ajnanam is still there. And that Ajnanam is destroyed by Kameshwara Astram. So together, the world, the effect of world, destroying the effect of world and destroying the cause of Ajnanam is accomplished by worship of Devi. Devi destroys both. And what is the nature of the world? The nature of the world is made up of Ajnanam. That is denoted by here by telling that Bandasura Sainyam is made up of Bandasura, because made up of Bandasura means Bandasura is the creator. He is the person who created his Sainyam. So Bandasura denotes Ajnanam, and the Nagaram that Bandasura created is Shunyaka. The name itself means it is a Shunyam, which means it doesn't really exist. So we can also consider here as Bandasura Sainyam as a people of the world, and Shunyaka as the Nagaram, which we call as world. Either way, we see Bandasura's creation is Mithya. That means Jagan Mithya is clearly brought out, and Jagan Mithya, the Mithya Jagat, can be destroyed, can be overcome completely by Kameshwara Astram. Kameshwara Astram means Kameshwara denotes Jnanam. So by Jnanam, Astram means Agni. So Chidagni or Chidagni Kunda Sambhuta is another name for Devi. So Kameshwara Astram means Kameshwara, means Sadashiva. Sadashiva is not different from Devi. They both are one. But here it denotes Jnana Shakti or Jnanam. So the fire of knowledge, as Krishna says, Sarvam Karma Kilam Partha Jnani Parisamapyate Ite Dham Sihi Samiddho Sib. I forgot the shloka. I'm sorry, like Gita shloka, there is Ite Dham Sihi Samiddho Gnihi Basmasat Kurute Jnanagni sarva karmani basmasat kurute tata. So first line I forgot. So even as like fire burns firewood to ashes, similarly Jnanagni, the Jnanagni sarva karmani, all karmas basmasat kurute. It burns all actions into ashes. All actions means the entire world. So that is what is denoted here. The world created out of Bandasura, out of Ajnanam, is Shunyam. Shunyam means it doesn't exist at all. It is unreal. It is Mithya. And that will be destroyed by Jnanagni. Jnanagni is got by worshipping Devi. One of the way to achieve or attain Jnanagni is by worship of Devi. That is what is meant here. And then the next nama, Brahma Upendra Mahendra Adi Deva Samstuta Vaibhava, means like Devi is praised by everyone. So praising Devi means praising everyone. That is what is meant here. And Haranetragni Samdagda Kama Sanjeevan Aushadi. So Sanjeevanam, giving life. Devi is the Aushadam which can give life. Give life means what is real life? Real life is Anandam. That Anandam can be got only by worship of Devi, because Devi is that Aushadam which can make us live. That is what is meant here. Regarding the Panchadashakshari Mantra, we have already got a brief view of it as to how like Stula Rupa Dhyanam as well as Sukshma Rupa Dhyanam, Stula Rupa Bhajanam as well as Sukshma Rupa Bhajanam are there. We'll see the details of that in the next day. Namaskar.